Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I am Lee Cantor, and I am joined in the studio today with my partner, Stone Payton. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Good morning to you. What have you been up to since I saw you last?
I'm just doing a lot of shows. Had a really interesting show yesterday with this lady who invented this doll, and it's just blowing up. Just crazy success. You know,
Not a blow-up doll.
Okay. But she is just doing so well. I'm so proud of her. It's called Stinky Kids. If you get a chance to check that out, go to that website. But this is a mompreneur. Really just had an idea, and this thing is just mushroomed and is just taking off. It's really an inspirational story.
Well, I want to learn more about this. It's called Stinky what?
StinkyKids.com.
StinkyKids.com.
She's been on the Today Show. She's licensing her product now. A big doll manufacturer is licensing it. And it's just everywhere.
And now is it this weekend that you're going to do the keynote thing with
yes,
Dr. Fitness?
That's right. That's
Tell us about
also
that.
Also doing that. I'll be leaving today to go to Baltimore to speak at the Fit Bloggin conference. It's a conference of about 200-300 fitness bloggers, and Adam and I are the keynotes on Saturday.
And are you selling books and tapes and prayer cloths in the back of the room after the talk, or what?
Know,
how's that going to go?
You know, I'm not that good of a business person. I'm not that organized. So I will be there meeting a lot of bloggers and, you know, relationship building. That's what I do.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you what I'm going to be doing tomorrow morning. I got to get there like at 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning, but Entrepreneur Advisors is having another one of their symposiums.
That's at the Cobb Energy Center, right?
Cobb Energy Center. And we're set up. We're doing a remote broadcast, and Vanessa Lowry is going to co-host with me. We're going to interview entrepreneurs, and we're looking to have a good time out there tomorrow.
Wow, so we're pretty busy here in Business Radio X Land, huh?
Yeah, but we're going to make time today to talk to a gentleman from 200 Peachtree. Welcome to the show, Robert Patterson.
Thank you. Very happy to be here.
Well, we are delighted to have you, man. 200 Peachtree, it's a cool logo. It rolls off the tongue, but what is it? Tell us about this thing.
200 Peachtree is really a mixed-use project. It's the former, first of all, let me make sure people know it's the former downtown Macy's building.
Mm-hmm.
So we've actually bought the first three floors of that building and have turned it into a exciting mixed-use center with four different uses in it. We've got two restaurants already open that are going gangbusters, Meehan's and the Juke Joint. And we have, and they rock from lunch until about 2 a.m. We have a special events venue, and more like a ballroom, where people have big parties, whether it's corporate, or we do a lot of weddings. We do a lot of social galas. Our third business is we have a expansive conference center for business meetings. And our fourth business is that's mixed use within this mixed use complex, is a portion that's under construction right now that's going to be called 200 Office. It's basically an office center for the 21st century. It's almost like a Delta Crown room, and you become a member, and it's quite an inexpensive membership, so much less than your typical kind of rent-an-office environment. But we've got screaming fast Wi-Fi and a rising roll cafe and meeting rooms and video conferencing, everything you need to be productive at a whole lot less cost.
So how do you guys come up with this idea? That seems pretty forward-thinking.
I would say by necessity. our original idea was for this complex to be much more shifted toward retail.
Uh-huh.
We bought the property in the summer of 2008, and you know October of 2008.
There were problems financially for a lot of people.
Yeah, the banks collapsed and retailers collapsed.
Right.
So what the heck are you going to do with a beautiful but large
right
building on Peachtree that the concept you had in mind really isn't going to fly? So we had to invent our way out of that, and I think we've come out, in fact, with a better plan than we probably would have had if it hadn't been for the Great Recession.
Well, I like the phrase mixed use. I think we're a mixed use media platform. What do you think?
Right. That's good.
I'm going to say that at lunch
today. We'll borrow that.
That way you could just be whatever you need to be at the time.
Now, was the first, we like to call it pivoting here, when you have a plan and then you got to pivot a little bit. Was the first pivot the adding of the events? When you had the retail, so you had a couple retail clients.
Right, and the restaurants are obviously retail.
Retail,
so
right.
So that idea.
But. So how did the events come into play? Because that seems like a big stretch, because that seems like more labor intensive, because you got to always be dealing with a new thing every few days?
Well, what we found vital, and I think any company would find, you know, does find vital, is it's asking a lot of questions and listening right. to the marketplace, to who we thought were going to be our customers and who turned out to be our customers. Several different people in the events business, such as Tony Conway, who owns Legendary Events, one right. of the best caterers here in town, came to us and said, you know, you ought to make this lobby space available from time to time for events because it's just a killer space
right.
from their point of view. And they know what they're looking for when it comes to a venue where they can put on a great event.
Right.
So when Tony came to us, we also had Steve Simon of Bold American and a few others in the industry, Guy Thompson of Proof of the Pudding. And, you know, you start to hear the same message from different people that right. really got us thinking about doing special events in right. addition to retail. And our first thought was, you know, as is frequently the case with innovation, you think of, well, we'll just kind of modify our plan a little bit and kind right. of tuck it in.
right.
And we'll kind of, it'll still be kind of a retail mall, but we'll close it at, right. close it at night and do
for
events.
The event. Right.
But the more we researched it, and that's the other key thing, in addition to listening, is, you know, figuring out how do you really excel in the new,
right.
in a new business and do right. it right. And we quickly realized that just modifying our plan a little bit to do kind of events at night would not really be the way to go.
Right.
So we basically threw away the architectural plans we had and said, and asked Steve and Tony and Guy and others, you know, how do we really do this right? And we ended up with a 4,000 square foot catering kitchen, which is the best catering
wow.
kitchen in town. We ended up with not, you know, having retail infringing on the special event
right.
space at all. Doing other things that just make it a really high-functioning, shall we say, special event space.
And you can go from, like you said, anything from a wedding or a bar mitzvah to, I saw a boxing match? Does that...
No way. You had a boxing match?
We even did a boxing match. We were approached by a boxing promoter who really wanted an elegant venue to kind of do a Las Vegas-style, you know, tuxedo fight.
Did you? And, what happened when that passed over your desk? What did you do? Did you say, you got to be kidding me?
That was a little bit of the first reaction, but it was also, hey, this could be interesting. You
right.
know, sometimes when you mix what people expect, you know,
right.
you change it up a little bit. And we did think about, well, now, would this tarnish the brand?
Right.
And we thought, no, if it's done right, and we had a very quality boxing promoter.
Right.
Who we thought could do it right, and it ended up being a big success, kind of an unusual use for a very elegant space.
I saw a picture of it in the paper stone. I don't know if you saw it.
It's, no, I didn't
it's
see
like
it.
An iconic picture of this boxing ring and the boxers in the center, and you look up and they have those beautiful
chandeliers. Oh, wow.
It's like... It was like you said,
14-foot crystal chandeliers with boxers underneath. Yeah,
right. It was like that juxtaposition you'd in your head where you're like, I'm not used to seeing these.
See,
things
that's
together.
A poster that'll be worth, you know, millions on
right.
eBay 20 years from now. That's
right.
So the other hotels, conference centers, and all that in the area, and I'm speaking of that, which I do not know, but I do that several times a week here. Are they excited about you guys being down there? Have they embraced you, or is it like really hard competition down there and everybody's clawing for event business, or how's all that working? Are you guys teaming up on stuff?
Well, there is certainly competition for event business. The hotels in particular are more our partners than our competitors.
Really? Okay.
We are, you know, of course, right next door, we our two buildings touch, the Westin Peachtree Plaza Hotel. That's over 1,000-room hotel, you know, just huge. And they have a much less meeting space and event space than they need.
Okay.
That hotel was built in the early 70s. Great hotel, but not really designed for the modern meeting needs.
So you're providing a service for them that's filling a gap
absolutely.
For them.
So we meet every week with Ed Walls. They do a lot of business with us, both on the conference center
right.
and in the special events venue.
And so they use your catering kitchen, or they have their own, or sometimes?
In their case, they bring the food in because their kitchen
so
is
close.
Only a few hundred yards away.
Right.
right. But they could.
Right.
But they bring the groups in. In fact, we've knocked the hole in the wall. And we've got an elegant connection in between the hotel.
There wasn't one before?
Well, now there's a second one. There was one on the on our Peachtree Street level,
right,
which already existed, which was how people could come shop at Macy's, who were staying in the hotel.
Right.
We've kept that opening. In fact, that comes right into Meehan's Irish Pub. And into our...
That's handy. I'm liking it.
So, yeah, our restaurants are also an amenity to the
so that's
to the hotel.
That, I guess that's a new way of doing business where it's more collaborative, that you're working with your neighbors a little more intimately than maybe you had in the past.
Yeah, it's been a great fit. And also the Ritz-Carlton Hotel across the street, they have not... They could use more meeting space, and we help provide that for them.
Wow.
And the Ellis Hotel... across Ellis Street from us.
But that's a smaller boutique.
That's a boutique hotel, and they have almost no meeting space.
Right. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I just want to hear more about this 200 office concept. Tell me about that. What compelled you guys to go in that direction? Because you could have done any of a gazillion things with that space, I'm sure. Talk more about that piece.
Yeah, we're really excited about that coming up. Well, when you look at, you know, the office buildings that we've all known for decades and decades, they really were an invention of the 19th century, if you look at it, and really came into full form in the 20th century. But, you know, think about, you know, your traditional old office going back a couple of decades. Your word processor was your secretary.
Right.
Not Word.
Right.
your phone was a landline phone on your desk. If you wanted to talk to somebody on the phone, you had to be at your desk.
Right.
In your office.
Sure.
Your filing system was this some kind of big gray box in the corner that maybe you even employed people to keep the file straight.
Right.
You had filing. Remember that? Filing assistants? And that,
right.
that was actually
that was
a job that people had.
That was a job
had.
Description.
And on and on and on. But all of those, that whole way of working is kind of getting blown away by modern technologies. Even if you work for an IBM or a General Electric.
Right.
They don't really want you coming to expensive office space. They want to give you a laptop that's Wi-Fi enabled that maybe has a 3G card. They want to give you a cell phone, and your you access the files over the internet. You know they're and the files are in a server now, not in some gray box in the corner. And your secretary's long gone, probably,
yeah.
or shared with 20 other people. You're doing your own letters and contracts right. and everything else on your laptop. So you look at that. So and if you're a big corporate employee, but a mobile who's been mobilized to go out there and spend more time with customers, more time out of the office, they still need a place where they can come and be productive when they're not at a customer site, for example.
Right.
And of course, the world is now full of freelancers of every type, marketing consultants,
right?
IT consultants, you name it. You know, we're all outsourced workers now,
and they got to work somewhere.
They've got to work somewhere. A lot of them go to Starbucks or some right. other coffee shop.
But those places are like loud and crowded, and it's not really conducive for work. They're like kind of the best option available, but they're
right.
not like really an optimal option.
Right. This place is designed, 200 Office is designed from the ground up to be where you can be very, very productive. If you
like
need to scan a document,
right?
print a document. Yeah, worker friendly. Of course, the Wi-Fi will be screaming fast. There are outlets everywhere. So,
okay,
try finding.
To poke a little fun at you. I've been
good.
Looking at your business card, and it says 200 Peachtree, but your address is 191 Peachtree.
Right. We actually maintain
that?
our
corporate
office. Our corporate office across the street in the 191 building.
But no, that's really, that's class
that
A.
That will change when 200 Office opens.
I just had to interrupt. I was just looking at his car.
No, that's right. In fact, that's perfect because we used a very nice facility that was basically a rent and office
right.
facility.
Ah, yeah.
Cost us over $1,500 a month.
Wow.
For an office that was big enough for about three people to operate out of. That's where we basically did all the business to build 200 Peachtree or rebuild, renovate 200 Peachtree. Three of us could have an office or be members of
right.
200 Office for $60 a month. That's $180. $180 a month instead of $1,600 a month.
Wow. And then you have probably...
Really even more productive.
More stuff, right?
Right. So that's not like one of these innovations. It's a 5% savings, or you save 20%. Mm-hmm. That's a 90% savings.
Right.
That's unbelievable.
Plus, you're like 10 paces away from, what is it, the rising roll thing and a nice cup of coffee.
The rising roll is right in the space.
Yes. I mean, tell us more about the amenities and all that in the space.
Yeah, well, Rising Roll is going to be one of the most, I think, popular amenities in the space.
I'll bet.
Because they do great sandwiches, soups, you know, fresh baked breads, everything you need, fresh coffee. So basically, you can stay fueled while you're trying to be. That's a very key element to being productive.
Right.
Is staying fueled with caffeine and food.
There better be coffee.
And another amenity will be, you know, of course, a complete suite of copiers and scanners and printers and all that.
And all that'll
try finding that at the local coffee shop.
But
where
is
you're
that
to work.
Everything will be a la carte? Like you pay a flat membership fee and then you pay. Obviously, if I want coffee, I got to go to Rising Roll and pay a couple bucks for that. If I want some copies, I got to pay a few cents for that.
Is that right? Yeah. The whole idea is that people only have to pay for what they need or want.
Right.
So if they, you know, want that panini.
Right. You got to pay for
they
that.
Pay a little bit.
But if I want Wi-Fi, that's included as part of my membership, right, to get on the internet.
Exactly. Wi-Fi, use of kind of, there'll be an expansive kind of common room with sofas and upholstered chairs and little workstations and such. All that's included in the basic membership.
How much is a basic membership?
Well, it's $59 a month.
Lee, you spend that on wine over a weekend.
Exactly.
$59? Yeah. Seriously. Mm-hmm.
And how can you do that? Well, you can do it because you're not carving up your space into set areas that people have 100% control of. They use just what they need.
Right.
And so you can have more members that way, which helps lower the cost for the members. The other thing is, with everybody on mobile phones, we don't have to put in an expensive telecom system and charge for that.
Right.
So, 'cause everybody uses their mobile phone. They've got their voicemail on their mobile phone. They don't really need a receptionist to answer their phone for them anymore.
Even if I had an office like out here in Sandy Springs, maybe I'm a big law firm and I've got an office here, I would still want my guys, some of them, to have memberships down there so you can get to your downtown clients easy and meet with them. So even if you've got traditional office space.
You have a place to work downtown.
It's like an outpost or something. Yeah. I mean, that makes perfect sense.
We've already sold 100 memberships and we're not even open yet. And a number of them are exactly what you just described.
Really?
People who want just a little beachhead downtown.
So I can have so the membership isn't for me in my name, it's for my company. I can then give my membership card to other people, or am I buying it for an individual?
No, it is in your name, but if you're part of a corporation that has, say, five or more members, then the membership's only $49 a month.
Oh,
so and it becomes even more of a no-brainer.
See, the rich get richer. It's the same thing everywhere.
The big guys get all the breaks.
Back to this event business. How far are you guys booking it? Like, if I wanted to do a wedding or a graduation party or something like that, you guys are probably already booking weeks, months out, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. We have bookings out into 2013 already. Actually one in 2015 through the Westin, because, you know, the Westin books groups. These conventions know 5 years ahead where they're coming. But most of our bookings are, at this point, we're booking in 2012. A lot of weddings already, a lot of corporate events.
Right.
So, and so it is a kind of a
what size
a popular people are thinking ahead.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, what size is like kind of the small end and your sweet spot, and what's the biggest?
Well, as far as parties, you know, those kind of special events, I'd say 200 tends to be about the smallest. We've had a couple of parties at about 150.
Right.
But 150 to 200 at the very low end, people attending up to. Well, we can hold easily over 1,200 just in our grand atrium, and then we have a whole other adjoining space that's even larger. So we can hold events that are up to 3,000-4,000 people.
So even if you have like a Lee Cantor come in and speak, you know, like he's doing in Baltimore, you guys could accommodate the crowd.
We could.
It's good to know. Make a note of that.
And I'm sure it would be standing room only.
Usually. I don't do it any other way. Now, when you have these kind of events, is the event planner your key contact on this? So you have relationships with event planners all over the place?
Absolutely. Now, of course, it does vary. Sometimes the bride or the mother of the bride, if it's a wedding, will handle everything themselves. But more and more people are using for weddings event planners, certainly for corporate and big social events. There's a meeting planner involved. So that's primarily who we market to.
So you do, so like holiday business, holiday parties, you can do that?
Oh, we do. We'll be fully booked late November and all of December.
Wow.
And you can have anything you want to eat, essentially. I mean, whatever we want to have for the food for that event, you guys are working with somebody that knows how to provide that.
Right. We have 6 different preferred caterers, like the ones I mentioned already, like Tony Conway of Legendary Events. I didn't mention the Ritz-Carlton as a caterer.
You realize we're going to have to charge them a promotional fee after this.
I'm trying to get as many names in as I can.
No, go ahead.
Let's not forget Bold American and Affairs to Remember and Dennis Dean. So the customer has a huge selection, or not a huge, but a very nice selection of quality caterers that have different personalities, different flavors, so to speak.
Now, since you made this pivot and, you know, in your mind, initially you were signing on for a retail space and now it's morphed into this mixed use. Are you happier, you think? Or this has been a different adventure than you initially signed on for, but are you pleased with how everything's progressing?
Yeah, I really do think we were almost blessed to have the Great Recession, which sounds very odd to say, but it forced us to really rethink and to come up with what were, I think, truly the highest and best uses for the space and design it, you know, to fit the needs of those different uses. So we never, like I said, would have entertained the special events business, and now it's probably the bedrock of our business.
Wow. How many restaurants? Have you done since?
The retail that we did have is doing great, but we were able to position it right up on Peachtree front door, as opposed to being more back in the building as a mall type environment. So I think that's helped that retail be extremely successful.
So how many events have you done?
Oh, we've done. We opened, the first event was June of last year, 2010, and that was the 40th anniversary gala for the Leadership Atlanta. Mm-hmm. 1,000-person black tie event, just beautiful. The mayor was there.
Wow. You know,
that's valet parking on Peachtree Street out front. Great kickoff. And since then, we've done over 100 events.
Oh, in less than a year.
You've got to be kidding me.
Oh, no. And we're just booking them in, you know, right one on top of another.
I want the phone number for your event salesperson, and I want them to sell radio shows.
In fact, you mentioned the boxing match. The very next night, we had a wedding. So,
wow!
And the writer who wrote up the article on the boxing match and the event said that we were going from from slugging and hissing to hugging and kissing. So.
That's a great headline.
In 24 hours.
In 24 hours.
Wow! Amazing stuff.
But so you must be talking to a lot of event planners or your sales staff. That they must spend a lot of time visiting with event planners and helping them organize all this stuff, huh?
Absolutely, and we do events for event planners so they can come in and experience the space.
Ah, very nice.
A lot of reaching out to them by phone or in person. Of course, all the meeting planner meetings that they have elsewhere.
Right. And bringing in all kind of multimedia and putting on the big theatrical show. I mean, you guys are wired to all of that, right? I mean,
yes. A handful of the other major venues in town, we can do very, very high production value events. We have a system of 12 rigging points in the ceiling, which lets you raise up theatrical quality lighting rigs.
Uh-huh.
We have one acrobatic rigging point, so you can do Cirque du Soleil type acrobatics as entertainment. We've had ribbon dances going on in the sky above the event, which is great.
Well, that's typically how they open for Lee when he does a keynote and the ribbon thing. So that's nice.
And
good
fireworks.
To know.
Can I have indoor fireworks?
Exactly.
I prefer indoor fireworks.
And we have, a 50-speaker state-of-the-art sound system in there so people can get great sound. And, you know, when someone, this is a pretty major event facility, so we need to live up to people. People want to do grand events in there. Not everybody uses all of those aspects every event, of course.
Sure, but they can.
They can.
Now, what's the best way for people to learn more about the events and also 200 Office?
Well, there's 2 different websites. It's www.200peachtree.com, which is about the entire complex, but mainly about the special event facilities.
Right.
And then 200-office.com is the website for 200 Office.
And there's membership still available for that?
Yes. Yeah, we sold... Like I said, we've already sold 100. We think we'll sell about 400 and see how the numbers work, whether right. we can go higher than that or if that's a comfortable number.
I was going to ask for a special rate for media, but I mean, my goodness, it's $59 a pop.
I think you can swing it.
I'm embarrassed to even ask the question.
Yeah, $89 for media. Yeah,
right.
That's the special rate. What a delight to have you on the show. Thanks for coming down and visiting with us today.
Well, this has been great. You guys are really fun to talk to. Thank you.
All right. Well, this wraps up another episode of Atlanta Business Radio. We will see you again next week.